Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me, man. How that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Tuesday coming up. Dave Archer's going to join us to talk about our Falcons guys. Analyst for Atlanta Falcons here in about 10 minutes. And we got some questions for Arch because there are some things that are worrying us. They're not really, you know, it's not to the point. It's like not, what I say last week, Mike, DEFCON 1, right?
Yeah, DEFCON 1, the missiles are generally flying. Okay. That's pretty good. Pretty darn bad.
Red zone efficiency, where are you, DEFCON?
4? 3. I'm at a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 2 touchdowns, all these. I just said last break, all these weapons. I mean, I know that Drake's not 100%. Mooney's banged up. But you still got weapons you invested in. You invested the pre-agent money in Mooney. You drafted all these guys. So why are we a dead zone, red zone? Come on, Zach.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him about that and get his thoughts on the offense and how to improve there. And also, this run game, is this sustainable? I mean, if it is, guys, Bijan's going to have 1,800 yards. Like, seriously. If this is who we are and, like, who we can be week in and week out, you're talking about Tyler Algier potentially running for 70, 80 yards a game and certainly Bijan running for 120 or more.
I want to ask Arch next segment, you know, about Zach and, you know, if you are scripting the plays, why was the snafu with getting the plays in? You know, if that is the case, maybe they weren't. But one thing for certain, they have something up their sleeve of that first drive, which generally gets pay dirt.
It does.
Like a week ago. I mean, go back to it. You said it. Run, 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 man. Run till they stop it. Because it looked like we were going to blow Minnesota out. And then we just kind of, all the fizzling in the red zone, just 9-6 at halftime.
Yeah, I get, again, changing things up and trying to keep teams off guard. But sometimes it's very simplistic. They can't get off blocks. Let's run the ball. And that was what was happening against Minnesota on Sunday night. 404-726-0929. Appreciate you guys being here, as always, and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. Injuries seemingly everywhere right now, and it's week 2 heading into week 3. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first and foremost, in our division, Kalijah Kansi, Mike, torn pec. He is done for the season.
Oh.
So we will not see him. We saw him in the first week against Tampa Bay. Big defensive lineman, guys. They drafted him high, but he is done. Torn pec. It happened last night in that game against the Texans.
Right. So that's a big part again. They've got a big, big physical front we've talked about in the linebacker core with Lamonte David. We mentioned Vita Vea. And bringing in, who they bringing from the Jets? They made the trade. Hassan Reddick. So they still got those guys, but that's a big piece.
Khalil Mack also left last night's game in the fourth quarter, sustained an elbow injury, and they are awaiting, I guess, the imaging day-to-day. Mm. And if something comes up there, but that may affect certainly the Chargers defense, but he ended up leaving the game last night. So guys on both sides of the ball, defense, offense, there are a bunch of quarterbacks that are out, including J.J. McCarthy, who we'll hear from Kevin O'Connell here in just a second. There are two big controversies that have already started right now, and it's early in the season. One is this Tom Brady thing, and Mike, let's rehash this, because I said to Mike, looking back at that video of Brady in the booth, guys, he's not having a leisure day up there. Like, he is completely locked in, and this controversy has the NFL talking, so much so that the NFL has issued a statement, and I just want to read this to you because They are adamant that Tom Brady didn't break any rules. Quote, there are no policies that prohibit an owner from sitting in the coach's booth or wearing a headset during a game. This is from the NFL. Brady was sitting in the booth in his capacity as a limited partner. That is a response from the NFL on Tom Brady being in there last night.
Right.
The reason why this is a problem, guys, and we mentioned this today on our pre-show podcast that you can check out, it's a conflict of interest. And the reason is because Brady is in these meetings with all the teams and the games that he's doing, and you're getting inside information about game plans and how you want to attack certain teams. That's all good for the broadcast. But then what if you're taking that information and then you're taking it to the team that you're invested in?
Right, because you hear Tony Romo and you hear Greg Olson, who are better than Brady, by the way, in the booth. But you hear those guys and anybody else who does color commentary. Even Vilma will say there, hey, we saw it at practice. We talked to the OC. This is something we're looking for. Remember John Madden? You know, we saw this at practice. I don't do a good Madden, but you get the idea. There's things that you pick up. And tendencies. So, yeah, that was, I always felt it was a big, great big nothing burger about Tom Brady doing those meetings. But then when you're sitting there and you're involved, as we said, Tom Brady, if we're honest, doesn't do anything half-assed. I mean, that he's committed to making the Raiders better, and he's in there listening in on what's going on. So I would think if you are, especially a team in the AFC West, and Tom Brady's calling some of those games in his capacity as a broadcaster, no way, Jose.
No, I agree. So that controversy is going on. The other one was already out there, and that's the tush push. Did you guys see what happened Sunday and how people were talking about, oh, these guys are firing off early? Andy Reid was asked about the false starts on the tush push. Of course, the Chiefs lost this game. Here was his response.
If guys are moving early, then you've got to call that. So they'll go back and look at that and see what their evaluation is of it. It could be different than mine. Mine, I felt like the guys were moving. That's why I was griping about it, you know, and on the sideline there. So it's you know, sometimes people see things different. So we'll see where it goes. They'll have a chance to evaluate it, and I'll be curious to see what the response is.
So he wasn't the only one. Dean Blandino, who is a Fox Rules analyst.
That was in-game he said that, right?
He did. And I think this is what sparked this, Mike, because, look, I've said this. It's the only play that, as a defense, you can't line up and push the guy in front. I'm not lining up and pushing my D-tackle on his right. butt and pushing him into the center or the guard. Like, it's illegal. You can't do it. So Dean Blandino, this is what he said, and this got a lot of people talking about whether or not the tush push is legal again.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate, like sure. we've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
Yeah, look, I've always felt, you know, it's un-American to take something away because somebody builds a better mousetrap and you just don't want to do it, whether it's hubris or ego of other offensive coordinators or they don't have the personnel like the Eagles do. I would think if you're a short yardage team that struggles like we had over the years, it'd be something you'd give it at least run up the flagpole. That said, but not if you're cheating. Not if you got half the line over the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, you know what? The NFL, you got different camera angles. You can put the drone or whatever the you can have the camera right over the line, and you can see it. So maybe, if as you said, you feel they're going to just legislate it out anyway next year.
I think the vote is going to be against
it. But this season, if you are moving, if that's why they've cheated it and the refs don't get it, then let's get the camera above it and give the refs an eye in the sky, and then let's go and let's get it right. Because if that's what they're doing every time, and they've been doing that for the last 3 years, then it is bull.
It is bull. It is our fourth and one segment, guys. We talk about what's going on around the NFL, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Dave Archer on the way, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, to talk with us about all the things that we're wondering about. Bengals have signed Brett Rypien, placed quarterback Joe Burrow on the injured reserve. And by the way, the Bengals play the Vikings Sunday in the 1 o'clock window. Kevin O'Connell, though, is going to be without his quarterback on Sunday.
I would anticipate we are not planning on having him for Sunday and don't likely see this being any kind of short-term IR thing, but I do want to see, and Tyler and the group want to see how he responds, you know, to treatment this week.
That's J.J. McCarthy out after our game.
Like, as we said, you don't want to see anyone get injured. We're dealing with injuries ourselves. But, yeah, I mean, it is kind of badass when your defense is knocked. I mean, that's even though they've legislated all the contact out of the league, it is still something about trying to take something, the elements.
Coach Dan Quinn.
He did have an MRI, and he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day-to-day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we have to wait a while to see Buffalo, so this injury may be better by then. But Matt Milano didn't participate yesterday for the Bills.
Okay.
Heart and soul of their linebacker core. Coach McDermott saying there's no clarity if this is a long-term injury. Ed Oliver is also sidelined. Mm-hmm. He didn't play in the win over the Jets. So they're dealing with some injuries. Taran Johnson, corner, and Shaq Thompson dealing with a hammy. So we'll see. Again, they still get to wait till Wednesday, just like the Falcons do, to give you more information on their injuries. But just keep an eye on it because we – look, how many years have we been banged up? We know this first quarter of the season, or first five games, is a beast. I'll take all the advantage I can get.
Me too, bro. One other thing, Mike. I don't know how good Ben Johnson's going to be. But when you're saying that certain players on your team are showing inconsistent effort and you're putting it out there publicly, is that a good way to go about business in your first year as a head coach?
Oh, Liam Cohen from the Jaguars showed his post-game, you know, comments after a loss, trying to send a message. You can either have a conversation with a young man, and I guess, you know, sometimes in the media, coaches and managers and NBA coaches, if the message isn't getting through, you put it out there in the media. Maybe is that what's happened?
Well, Ben Johnson was talking about the effort of some of his players. Remember, they got humiliated this weekend, right? The Lions just put it to – and here, let's examine this real quick. Remember when everybody was saying it was Ben Johnson who was the reason why the Lions were as successful as they were? No, it's the players. They're loaded. They've drafted correctly. They've got a veteran quarterback in Jared Goff. They embarrassed the Bears. Here's Ben Johnson, by the way. And my point is, as much as Ben Johnson did the play calling, it was more about the players. Because if he knew all the secret sauce, Mike, they want to put a 50-burger on those guys. Here he is.
What these guys look like when the ball's not in their hands, that's a big deal for us. And so there were some plays there yesterday that we weren't quite as pleased with what that looked like on tape. And so we're going to find out this week at practice, who wants to practice hard and who wants to be a little bit more involved with the game plan here going into Sunday.
Now, again, that could be anybody, but most people immediately go, quarterback. I mean, that could be. All right, Tyson Bagent, they did give him a contract to keep him as the backup.
They did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I just read an article. I guess Cowherd was saying with one of his analysts, he might just get one more game. He's a first-round pick.
Oh, Caleb?
Yeah.
No way.
That seems a bit much, but there are stuff in Chicago papers saying, how long is it going to take before Ben Johnson is going to say this guy ain't the guy?
Mike, if they give up on him this early?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.